Blog Talk Radio. praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works and giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for what God is doing here on Reaching Out Radio. We've been blessed to have some very anointed men and women of God join us to be part of our platform. Brother, or my dear brother in Christ and evangelist Edward Everly, an amazing man of God that knows his word, and I got a dear brother in Christ from Africa, Prophet Franz, that's been sharing some amazing words. So all glory going out to God. We're all about truly teaching the word of God. We're here to encourage, to lift up, to share truth, and to win souls for the Lord. Many, many times people will be called and will be chosen, but they choose to turn away from the purpose that God has for their life. And we're going to be talking about that very thing tonight. Handpicked by God, many are called and few are chosen. And right now, I would just love you to come into agreement with me for the show tonight. We're going to trust God to show up, that it be spirit-led. I'm asking God to get me out of the way, and he knows what his children need to hear tonight. He is mighty and great, omnipresent. And right now, Father God, I just humbly come before your throne of grace. I'm excited. I feel the Spirit moving in me tonight, dear God. Father, what an honor and a privilege to be able to share your word, Father God. Father God, right now I'm praying against any lies or traps the enemy tries to prepare tonight to come against your word going forth. Satan, you have no power and authority. I am the daughter of the Most High King. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. And I speak against any foul thing you try to bring against the airways tonight. Any disruption, I say in the name of Jesus, will be ceased. Father God, I'm just asking that you open the floodgates of heaven to pour down your anointing upon me, Father God, for I am nothing without you, Father. Father God, let this word go into people's hearts tonight, dear, be rooted, dear God, that when the enemy comes, dear God, that it won't be shaken, it won't be moved, dear God, that it can grow and flourish, dear God, and people can bring forth good fruit, Father God. Lord, I just glorify you. I thank you for prayer needs that have been met, Father God. Father God, I thank you for how you've been bringing your word to life in my spirit, dear God. And I'm just asking that you move in a mighty way tonight, Father God. I'm ready to come forth, dear God, and yield myself to you to be used for your glory, Father God. May this broadcast glorify you tonight, dear God, and may people be blessed in your word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask these things, and in your perfect will, amen. Again, everyone, welcome to Reaching Out Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Montel Fields of Fields Family Outreach Ministries. My husband and I together are outreach evangelists. We love to go outside of the church to reach the hurt, the broken, the lost. We love to be part of healing services because we have faith knowing that when we come forth and do things in Jesus' name, that they will be done, that he is still the great physician that breaks addictions, that heals diseases, that sets people free. Hallelujah. That's what we're here about on Reaching Out Radio. We're about reaching out to meet the needs of the people, to work together in unity and one accord for the same cause, the cause of Christ. Hallelujah. As you can hear, I'm excited tonight. God put this message on my heart yesterday, and he also led me to an amazing teaching I'm going to be sharing with you. I'm just going to come as the Spirit leads me, and I'm just saying, Spirit, have your way. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Be my compass on this journey tonight, and just really excited about talking about handpicked by God. Many are called and few are chosen. And have you really ever thought about what it means to be handpicked? To be handpicked, you are selected carefully with a particular purpose in mind. And when I was studying and thinking about that, one of the first people in the Bible that came to mind to me was Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was handpicked. God found favor on her being a virgin, that she was so blessed that she got to carry the very Savior himself inside of her. What a blessing and honor. Mary found such favor in the eyes of God. She was handpicked. I also think of John. He was anointed in his mother's womb, which was Mary's cousin. And he came before, and he baptized Jesus. He was picked, handpicked, to do these works. I was all through the Word today. God's just been bringing the Word alive to me. I'm having more understanding, and I'm wanting to get back in it more and more. And if you find yourself fading away from the Word and fading away from your prayer time and shutting yourself in, I want to encourage you. I myself got too busy. I needed to learn how to start saying no to some things. And God has just brought that fire back in me. He's given me a love for his Word. Shut yourself in. And when you do that, God can move in your life. And I was so excited going through the Word today. I couldn't put the Bible down as I was studying and thinking. When I was preparing for this, to be called, God will cry out to summon you, to attract your attention. And in all honesty, each and every person that has breath, that's ever going to have breath, has been called. Every person is given the opportunity to know Jesus Christ. And when someone is chosen, that means they are being selected as the best or most appropriate. Get a hold of that. Being selected as the best or most appropriate. So that means they're selected, picked, appointed, elected, and favored by God. Hallelujah. And I know many of you that know your Word and you love to be in the Bible. I was loving reading in 1 Samuel today, and I was studying about David. Wow, was he ever chosen. And he had such faith. And this is one of the things I want to get you a hold of tonight that God ministered in my own spirit outside the teaching that I'm going to be sharing. David was one of the meekest among his brothers, among even seasoned warriors. He was sent out to watch over the sheep, and many forgot that he would chase away the bears and the lions, whatever came to get the sheep, he would fight off. He had great faith in God. And when he went and was sent to check on his brothers and to take word forth, he seen the big giant. He was 9 feet tall, taunting. He was just coming against them. And he had the desire in him to stand up, to take this giant down. And he basically was mocked, but he had such faith in God that God made the way for him to go forth. And we all know, the people that know this story, that he had such faith in God that he took 5 stones. But all it took was 1 stone, and he even spoke out as that giant was telling him that he was going to take him down, that he would perish. And he was telling that giant in authority. He was telling him, "No, that today I will take you down, and you will be given among to the birds." And that's what he did, and he even killed Goliath with Goliath's own sword. And he didn't run away from what God called him to or in anything that he did. He ran to the battle because he had such faith in God that he knew that he was with him and he feared not. Hallelujah. We need to get to that place. If God calls us to something and we feel like we're chosen, we need to have faith in God to know that he is with us, that we should not fear. He is with us. Look how he worked through his children all throughout the Bible. Look what he did in Paul's life. Paul actually was part of criticizing and having Christians put to death, and on the road to Damascus, he came to him in the bright light, and look what he did in his life. Praise be to God. Don't ever think that you've done so much wrong or that you've been too far away from God that he can't save you, redeem you, and use you. Because I encourage you, get in your Word, start to know your Word, and see how he used men and women in the Bible. Oh, hallelujah, I get excited when we get into the Word. Another one that I think about, ones that were handpicked by Jesus Christ himself, was his disciples. He went amongst, out through the people, and he chose the ones to travel, to work with him. And many times, even when he went in for specifics, for healings, he would call out, sometimes there'd just be two of them. Many times they all went with him, but they were hand-picked. They were chosen. And each and every one of us, we are called. But have you ever really stopped and thought? Many times people will sit back and say, man, why is that person so blessed? How is it they're going preaching the gospel here, or they're giving amazing concerts there, or they're doing things, and you can't perceive it in your mind? I'm gonna share something with you. Because God knew that they would be faithful in what he chose them to do. God knows he knows our hearts, he knows our minds, he searches our heart. Many times you may look upon somebody and they might look like they're the holiest of holies, that they got it all together in life, that they would be someone that he would use. But the truth is, you can't judge someone by the outward appearance. God himself searches the heart, and that's an important key. And when he chooses people, you have to be willing. If God calls upon you and he chooses you for something, you have to be willing to go to what he's called you to, that he's chose you for. I think of Jonah. He called upon Jonah, and Jonah ran from him, wound up in the belly of the well. But we need to realize God is omnipresent, people. God is everywhere. We cannot get away from God. His will be done, not our will. And I'm so excited in this tonight. Noah was called forth by God to do great works. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Man, I even looked to the Hebrew children. Man, they were put into that fiery furnace, and they were mighty, mighty servants of God. They loved him so much, they was willing to go into that furnace, and praise be to God, we know that story. Hallelujah, God is faithful. They stoked that fire up 7 times hotter than it had ever been. Men that were going to put him in the fire, they deceased. And when they looked into the fire, they said, did we not put 3 in there? But there is a 4th person, and praise be to God. He was with them, and they didn't come out singed. They didn't come out burnt. They were rejoicing, and they were promoted. We need to get to that place in our life and understand God is going to choose and elect people that he knows that will be faithful, that he can use. Hallelujah. Do you feel that you in your life today? If you're sitting seeing people go forth and things being done in their life and you want to be used and do things for God, really check your heart. Look deep within yourself and ask yourself, God, am I really surrendering everything? Am I willing to get self out of the way? Am I willing to know that you are able and you can use me? Wow, praise be God. Look how he parted the Red Seas. Oh, hallelujah, I get excited. How he broke and multiplied the bread and the fishes. Praise be to God. He used his disciples all throughout the word to do miracles, to raise the dead, to heal the eyes of the blind, to cast demons out. That same power is alive and living today. He needs warriors to rise up and go forth in his mighty name. Hallelujah. He's calling out people. There's ones he has chosen that are sitting back choosing not to go forth. Praise be to God. If God is calling you out, step out in faith. Step out, start walking on the water. Don't take your eyes off of him and be used. God needs warriors in this end time army. Hallelujah, I feel a move of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, Father God, I just glorify you. Just lead me in this word tonight, because I know, Father God, that there's a great harvest at hand, and the laborers are few, dear God, but I'm trusting and believing tonight that they're going to be brought in, that you're going to raise up warriors, they're going to step forth, and we're going to go reach your people from every corner of every nation. Hallelujah, praise be to God. Oh, I just love sharing the word of God. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I had to learn to get self out of the way. I had to have an understanding that I couldn't do things on my own. When you truly understand the battle's not yours, or that when God calls you to something, he's going to get you through it. He's going to meet every need to what he calls you through. He's going to protect you. He's going to guide you. You got to let the Holy Spirit be the compass that takes you forth to lead you into what he's called you to. Hallelujah. God is a faithful God. Get in your word and look at the miracles he worked all throughout the Bible. Even today when I was studying it, I was reading about Hannah. Hannah was grieved because her husband had other children with his other wife, and she wanted to have children. And she went faithfully and prayed to God, and she made God a promise that she would give her child to him, that her, she wanted, she said, a son that he would be used, and we all know that was Samuel. And she prayed fervently and in faith, and what did God do? He opened up that barren womb because her prayer, he knew, he searched her heart. He knew that was truth. He knew that when he chose her to bring forth his future servant, that she was going to be faithful in all that she'd done. And wow, how God even worked in his life. We got to be willing to be used that way. We got to be willing to let go and let God. Hallelujah. And right now, I just love how God will lead me. He'll put things in my spirit. He'll put words upon my heart. Sometimes he'll have me wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and write out a message myself. Many times it'll be a part of what he's put on my heart. Or he'll lead me to amazing teachings of his other servants. And that's what he done last night. When he put this message on my heart, I started praying and seeking God. And I always tell him, Father, you know what your children need to hear. And I ask him to lead me in this message, and that's what I just really, I really love this message. I read it. I fell in love with it. I felt power in it, and I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to get ready to pray, play a worship song, and then we're going to come back and hear a teaching from Derek Prince. It's an amazing teaching on many are called, but few are chosen, and I'm excited, and I really hope that you get in tonight, and you truly get a hold of the Word of God. It can grow you, it can lift you up, and I'm telling you, I know there's people out there that's been called, that you're chosen. God's wanting to do something, but the enemy keeps telling you you're not worthy. Maybe you've been called to preach, maybe you've been called to teach. Well, I'm hoping this message tonight will help you break free of the bondage that's keeping you from going forth. Praise be to God. And right now I want to share a beautiful worship song by one of my dear brothers in Christ, David Lynn of Ninth Hour. It's called How Could You Love Me? And then we're going to come back. We're going to get into this message. We're going to trust God. And as you're listening to the song, just seek God. Ask him to empty your heart, to clean you, and to direct you in what his will would be in your life. And just really push in tonight. I truly believe there's someone he's trying to reach that he's calling out to tonight. And right now, again, I want to share this song, How Could You Love Me?
Your mercies never cease, your grace is poured out free, your blood covers me and my sin. The perfect sacrifice, you came and paid the price, you climbed upon the cross meant for me. How could you love me like you do? How could you love me like you do? How could you love me like you do, my King? You came into this world, now Satan you have hurled. You came to save and not condemn the earth. You came to us as light, though my heart was dark as night. You called to me when I was far from you. How could you love me like you do? How could you love me like you do? How could you? How could you love me like you do?
John 3:16, and I get so moved in my spirit when I think about the sacrifice that Jesus loved us so much that he willingly laid down his life for us. Praise be to God. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves, or do you yourselves not recognize that Jesus Christ is in you unless you fail the test? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Praise be to God. I love sharing the scripture and getting in the word. And right now, I want to share with you an amazing message called Many Are Called But Few Are Chosen by Derek Prince. I just absolutely love this teaching. And Father God, I'm just asking right now, Father God, that you anoint me, dear God, to bring forth this message, dear God. Father, let this word go into the hearts of your children, dear God. Let it be rooted like a tree planted by the water, dear God, that it cannot be moved, that when the enemy comes in and tries to steal the word, dear God, that it is rooted and it's held, dear God, that it can grow, that it can flourish, dear God, and it can bring forth good fruit, dear God. Give me the strength, dear God. Father God, I know you equip me with all I need, dear God, and just give me, dear God, the voice that you want me to use, what you want me to say, because you know what your children need to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus and in your perfect will, I praise you, Father God. Amen, amen. Have you ever known someone you would call a born leader? Or do you know anyone who is blessed with such a beautiful voice you would say they were born to sing? If so, have you also ever witnessed the heartache that develops if people aren't doing what they are born to do? Hallelujah, I completely can understand that. There is definitely a difference between being called and being chosen, and we're going to break this lesson down, and I'm just praying that God brings it forth in a mighty way. It blessed me so much when I studied it last night. When Christ uttered the words, "Many are called, but few are chosen," in Matthew 22:14. He was not offering us an opinion or a probability. He was stating a fact. The fact is still as true today as when Christ first stated it. While this scripture refers to salvation, the principle also applies to our calling to Christian service. Hallelujah. Many Christians are called by God to his service, but few are ever chosen and appointed to walk in that service. Some Christians are called in childhood. Some are called comparatively late in life. But very often I found the call to God's service comes to Christians in their teens or 20s. Therefore, Matthew 22:14 should be of particular interest to young believers. Between the time when a Christian is first called to service and the time when he is actually appointed by God to that service, there nearly always intervenes a period of testing. Oh, praise be to God. I know what those periods of testing are like. Often the more responsibility required in the service to which a Christian is called, the more intense will be the testing through which he must first pass. Only those who successfully endure the testing will be chosen to actually carry out the service. In the book of Judges, when Gideon first blew the trumpet to call the people of Israel to God's service against the Midianites, 32,000 men answered the call. By the time that Gideon had subjected his followers to the test which God appointed, get a hold of that, which God appointed those tests, however, he was left with 300 men. Less than 1% of those who were called passed the test and were chosen for service. 32,000 men answered that call, but there was only 300 men left after that test. I suspect the proportion is barely any higher today, if at all. Nevertheless, God's wisdom was justified by the event. Gideon was able to do more with 300 tested, disciplined men than he could ever have accomplished with 32,000 mere followers. That's really powerful when you really get a hold of that, because when people are disciplined, and that means they're going to live their life righteously. They're going to follow the commandments of God. They're going to let the Holy Spirit lead them. They're going to fast. They're going to pray. God's going to be able to work in their lives. He knows who he can use. Praise be to God. And if you get someone that's a mere follower, that means that the enemy's going to be able to move in on them really quickly. He's going to see their weaknesses. They're not going to shield themselves with the whole armor of God. And he's going to come in just like the parable of the seed sower. And he's going to move away and pull things out of their heart. He's going to distract them. God needs people that's rooted like the tree planted by the water. God needs us to be able to go through those tests and stand and know how to equip ourselves with the armor of God and to use our sword, which is the word, to feed on the bread of life and the water that never will leave. Oh, don't leave you thirsty. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I get so excited in the word. Once again, the same applies today. One tested, trained, disciplined, self-denying servant of Christ is worth 100 Christians who are merely members of some group or organization. And how many people do we know today that are doing things for the wrong reasons? They're not doing it to glorify God. They're doing it for self-gratification, to be noticed, for the wrong reasons. When we do things, we need to be doing it for the glory of God. We need to be winning souls. We need to be keeping people from being condemned to hell's eternal flame. Much modern evangelism centers encountering converts. I believe God is more concerned with making disciples during the days of his earthly ministry. Christ could have numbered his converts by thousands, but in the last hours before the cross, he was left with just 11 men who remained disciples. Even after his resurrection, and although he had revealed himself alive on one occasion to over 500 brethren, which is 1 Corinthians 15 and 6, only 120 went to the upper room to seek the power from on high, without which he had warned them that they could not be effectual witnesses for him. How many times has God come to us and warned us and guide us, and yet we turn away from that call? We turn off our spiritual ears, we walk away, and we don't listen to the heed of what he's wanting us to do. And even right here, when he was walking amongst them, it just shared with us that he warned them that they needed this effectual witness for him. But the true progress of God's kingdom has always depended upon quality rather than quantity. That's so important. Quality is more important than quantity. It is time for us to emphasize this fact again today. There are two types of testing. And I really hope that you take notes, because this is a really good teaching. God really, you could feel the anointing and how he led in this. Hold on just one minute. I do apologize. I have someone at my door, and I hate when this happens, when I'm live and the anointing of God being broken because I broadcast out of my home. And please just do bear with me and continue on, and I'm going to answer this calling, and I'm so sorry for disruptions and when I'm trying to lead in the word of God. And I thank all my faithful listeners that are staying on the line tonight and that are listening to the word of God. And please just bear with me for a moment, and just I want the word to continue to go forth. And Sorry for the disruption. I hate when interruptions happen, especially when the anointing's followed upon me. I do apologize for that. And I want to get back into what I was teaching and where I was at in the Word. And I just really want you to get a hold tonight of what God is saying, that we have to be open, have to open ourselves up when He calls us to do things. We have to be willing to put in the time, to put in the effort, to be used for His glory. And I love this message that He was teaching with here tonight. And again, we were talking about two types of testing. There are two ways in which God tests Christians who are called to service: by allowing things to become hard and by allowing things to become easy. Now get a hold of that. Down. There are two ways in which He tests Christians, and that is by allowing things to become hard, you may say, and allowing things to become easy. In the parable of the seed sower in Mark 4, Jesus spoke of the seed that fell on stony ground and compared it to Christians who endured only for a time. And that's something I pray about, because so many times a person will plant a seed, but the enemy comes in and distracts him and keeps that seed from going forth. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. But He also spoke of the seed that fell among the thorns and compared it to Christians in whom the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And we know that we're supposed to bear good fruits. And the reason that we need to bear good fruits in our lives is so that other people can see that even when we're going through trials, even when we got hardships in our life, we're still praising God. We're still joyful. They're going to want to have they're going to want to know where that fruit comes from, why we have that joy, why we have that hope, why we have that strength. That's why it's so important for people to see the realness of Him in our lives. Praise be to God. And I really do hope you take notes on this tonight. This is really, really a powerful teaching. Praise be to God. And let's get back into the message. And as we were sharing, He also spoke of the seed that fell among the thorns. I really want you to get a hold of that. And compared it to Christians in whom the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. We want to be fruitful. That's so important. That's why I repeated that. Some Christians are not prepared to endure opposition, persecution, ridicule, loneliness, poverty, or apparent failure for the sake of the gospel. And could you honestly check yourself tonight and ask yourself, are you willing to endure those things for the cause of Christ, to face opposition, to face persecution, to be ridiculed, looked down upon, loneliness, poverty, or apparent failure for the sake of Him? Others cannot remain steadfast in the midst of worldly ease and comfort, popularity, wealth, and success. Those whom God accepts for His service must, and hear that, must neither be deterred by the one nor entangled by the other. The Bible continually warns Christians that they must expect to undergo testing. We must expect to undergo testing. From the beginning of his epistle, James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Hallelujah. And please bear with me tonight. I've been fighting some allergies and just trusting God to give me the strength to get through this. That's powerful to me. The Bible warns us that we must expect to undergo testing. Now, I know everybody out there listening tonight has undergone testing in their walk with Christ. You may be going through testing and trials right now. But remember, this shows God our faith, our patience, and he can see whose life that he can work through. From the beginning of the epistle, James says, "My brethren, count all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Again, that's James 1, 2, and 3. Peter writes that trials come only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried by fiery trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. 1 Peter 1:7. Oh, hallelujah. Intense trials are not something strange for true Christians. They are God's own appointment. God's own appointment. So understand that when you're going through trials and battles and things you don't understand, God's appointed them for a time and a season and a reason. And trust me, He's going to grow you in those. He's going to see how He can use you in those things. And you're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out more equipped, more anointed. And God's going to move in your life. Expect that. When you're going through those trials, expect a blessing after that trial. Hallelujah. If you hold steadfast to God and you stay true to His word. The Bible also gives us many pictures of God's faithful servants and one of the testings through which they had to pass. One of the classic examples, oh, how did he suffer, is Job. In Job 23:10-12, we read Job's own testimony concerning his testings. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. In verse 12, we find the secret of Job's victory. It lay in his attitude towards God's word. Those who esteem God's word above all else always come through their trials victorious. Hallelujah. The word of God is our map. It is our source. It is living. It directs us. It prepares us. It teaches us. It testifies to people and prophecies that were fulfilled and things that he did, miracles. I could go on and on. The Bible is the power that we need to get a hold of. His word is alive and living. And as it said, those who esteem God's word above all else will always come through their trials victorious. Hallelujah. Another servant of God who endured severe testing was Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a very young man when God called him. In fact, Jeremiah himself thought that he was too young to be a prophet at all. And take a note here, see Jeremiah 1:6, go back and study this after. One of the most difficult trials for young Christians, people to endure, is loneliness. Faithfulness to God holds them apart from the empty worldly pleasures and activities in which they see others of their age indulging. They feel themselves aloof, cut off. And you know, there's even adults that feel that way. They're so worried about being a part of the chickens in the coop that they get grounded and forget we're supposed to be eagles flying and soaring free through God. Praise be to God. Don't worry about being a part of the pack. We're going to be segregated for the cause of Christ. And if we deny him here on earth, he's going to deny us when we get to heaven. So focus on being an eagle and flying and not worrying about running with the pack. Praise be to God. Ooh, hallelujah. And when we go back to the teaching here, Jeremiah described this test. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silent because God has laid it on him. Jeremiah himself endured this particular test. And you can go to Jeremiah 15:17 to have scripture reference with that. Again, Jeremiah 15:17. Oh, praise be to God. And let's keep going forth in the message. And like Job, Jeremiah drew his strength to endure from his attitude to God's word. This was the mark as true servant of God. Your words were found, and I ate them, the bread of life. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. Jeremiah 15:16. I love that. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. Jeremiah 15:16. Moses is another great servant of God who, please bear with me in my throat tonight. I do apologize. Another great servant of God who learned to endure testing. His first test was that of worldly rank and pleasure brought up in Pharaoh's house and heir presumptive to Pharaoh's throne. He could have enjoyed all the wealth and culture and luxury of Egypt when he refused forgive me, I'm having a little technical difficulties. When he refused to succumb to this temptation, he was rejected by his own people and persecuted by Pharaoh. And he had to endure 40 years of exile and poverty and loneliness. 40 years, can you imagine being exiled, being in poverty and loneliness for 40 years? Still, he overcame all these trials because he never allowed the appeal of temporary wealth and glory to bind him to the true glory of God and the eternal reward that God offers. Hebrews says that Moses endured this because he thought it was better to suffer for the sake of the Messiah than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to the great reward that God, would give him. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt. He was not afraid of the king. Moses kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible, Hebrews 11:26-27. Today, many Christians, young people, are being blinded to the true glory and eternal reward of real Christian service by prospects of worldly comfort and success. And now we're going to talk about the weight of the call. The Bible uses three powerful words concerning the calling of God. First, it is a high calling. See Philippians 3:14. Again, Philippians 3:14. It is on a different level from all the other interests and claims of life in a Christian's life. Nothing else may take precedence over the calling of God. Get a hold of this. Neither a home nor any family or earthly ties. If you want to be my followers, you must love me more than your own mother, your father, wife, children, brothers, sisters, just more than your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciples. You can find that scripture reference in Luke 14:26. He said that we must put him above all things. He has got to be our first love, our first in all things. Hallelujah. Secondly, the call to serve God is a holy calling. See 2 Timothy 1:9. It is something sacred to be guarded. Jealousy from all compromise or defilement. It demands dedicated time of prayer and spiritual self-emptying. Its fulfillment demands one's strength, our time, and the consecration and development every gift and talent that we possess. How many of you are gifted and talented but are really going forth, growing those talents in faith, using them to be used for God? We all have different talents. We all have different callings. But the one thing is we're all supposed to be in one accord, used the one body for Christ. He needs to use us all. We are all the hands and feet in the body of Christ, each with a different purpose, a different member. I really hope you learn to grow and use the gift that you possess. Thirdly, God's call is a heavenly call. The voice that calls us to Christian service comes from heaven. Whether it comes as a still small voice or as a sound of many waters, it is the voice of Almighty God. His voice has supreme authority and is worthy of unconditional obedience. When Paul heard the call of God, he said he did not rush out to consult with anyone else. Galatians 1:16. He did not seek confirmation or permission from the religious leaders of his nation or even from those who were already apostles of Christ. He got alone with God to know the full purpose for his life. Today, when God calls Christians specific ministry, the first reaction of many is to seek the opinions of others. Oh, no, let's not do that, folks. When God calls you, go in prayer, seek his will, and don't turn to man because they will pull you in the wrong direction. Who will send me? Who will finance me? As a result, the voice of God is soon drowned out by the opinions of man. Because you're going to get doubt. You're going to think, wow, okay, maybe God's calling you to Africa to be a missionary. Maybe you don't have the finances. But I want to encourage you, even if you're in the droughty season, you go plant that seed. You cultivate that soil. You plant that seed, and you trust God to bring the rain, to bring the harvest. Otherwise, work in faith. even though it don't seem possible and you may not have what you need, trust the Almighty God that says with him all things are possible. Don't box God in. Don't turn away and be scared and say, I can't do what he's called me to, because let me tell you something. If God's going to call you to something, he's going to get you to it. He's going to get you through it. He's going to make the way. So step out in faith. Don't let the opinions of man stop what God has set you to do. But to the Christian who is called and who is willing to put all his confidence in God, there comes a blessed assurance from God's own word. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The fulfillment of a Christian's calling depends supremely and solely upon God himself. And this is very, very important. Don't delay. Lastly, the calling of God is urgent. It is urgent. When Joshua put before the Israelites the call to the service of God, he said, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15. Psalms 95:7 says, oh, that you would listen to his voice today, that you would listen to his voice today. The call of God does not wait upon man's convenience. We may not defer our decision to surrender to him to some more convenient season. The devil says tomorrow, but God says today. Yes, the devil says tomorrow, but get a hold of that. God says today, because you are not even promised tomorrow. Be used when he calls you. In Proverbs 1:24-32, there is a Solomon warning against deferring to the answer to the call of God. There is a deferring. It describes people in their prosperity and self-sufficiency turn away from the call of God. In fact, later when they change their minds and turn back to seek God, it's too late. God has withdrawn himself. The voice that once called is now silent. The hour of opportunity has passed. Whether he's calling you is general, like in Micah 6:8, are specific, like in 1 Peter 4:11, let me encourage you to heed his call. Take it seriously. Endure his test. Dedicate yourself to being about the business of heaven. Don't become another name added to that of the many who were called but never chosen. That's powerful. Are that you today? Are you one of the ones that's been the ones that's going to be added to that list? Do you feel in your life that he's been calling you, but you've been never chosen? There's a reason for that. That is really powerful. And I really hope you get a hold of this message tonight and have understanding about what he's talking to. Maybe God has called you out to be a missionary. Maybe he's chosen you to take over a Bible school class at your church. Maybe he's called you out to be an evangelist. To evangelize just means that you have a hunger and a desire to get outside the church walls or over the airways or in the media to share the word of God to reach lost souls. Maybe he's called you to work healing, to have healing services. Know that he equips you with all that you need. He will anoint you and use you. The same power that raises Lazarus from the dead when Jesus called forth in faith, believing in his Father, still works and is living from the throne today. The same power that laid hands on the eyes of the blind and healed them, hallelujah, still works today. The same power that multiplied the bread and the fishes is still alive and living today. He still appoints, elects. He still calls out to his children. He will anoint you just the same as those disciples that walked amongst him. Are you one tonight that has feels that they've been chosen? Maybe the enemy has been trying to put a hindrance on you. If you're that person tonight and you feel God's trying to bring something forth in your life, maybe you need prayer to have things broken off your life. Maybe you need prayer to grow your faith. Whatever it is, if you are listening tonight and you feel that you are chosen to do the work of God and that he's called you out, but something's been keeping you back, I would love to pray with you. All you have to do is call in, or if you're already listening on the phone line, to 347-308-8837, just press 1, and I will gladly, or maybe you have a testimony or something you want to share. Again, 347-308-8837, press 1. That puts you in the QA. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to a song, and then I'm going to come back, and we'll open up the phone lines. Again, 347-308-8837. Praise be to God for the message that's coming forth tonight. All glory going on to him.
One day
soar through the heavens above. I will run and not grow weary, and I will never tire. Still the one thing that I'm looking for is to see your holy face. Just one glimpse of you and I know my earthly life will fade away. And I will sing for you, Jesus.
For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Or if we go to Acts 16, verses 30 and 31. 16 verses 30 and 31. And then the word that says, and he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your household. And if you believe this, then you have been chosen, and perhaps today God the Father is calling you to Christ, John 6:44, so that you might believe and be saved. Again, let's go to John chapter 6. So we can read that, verse 44, John 6 and verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Is he drawing you in tonight? Do you feel like you have been called? Do you feel like he's got a chosen purpose for you? Or is it like when we talked at the end of the show? Are you handpicked, that you're selected carefully with a particular purpose like Mary was? Are you chosen, selected as the best or most appropriate like John was, like David, Paul, Moses, his disciples, Jonah, Noah? Search yourself again, as we read earlier tonight. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves, or do yourselves not recognize that Jesus Christ is in you unless you fail the test. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Right now I want to close out in prayer. I know we got listeners, but right now no one's asked for prayer requests. So a lot of times people just don't want to come on the air, but that's okay. God knows your heart, but I just want to go before God and end out the broadcast. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you for an opportunity tonight to be a voice, to share the word, dear God, to teach people what it really means to be called and chosen, dear God, handpicked by you, Father. I pray that they'll get the strength and the courage to step out, dear God, knowing that you equip us with all we need, dear God, and learn to shield themselves in the armor of God, Father. Lord, Father, God, I just pray that you move upon the hearts of your children tonight, dear God. Dear God, for what the enemy meant for evil, dear God, you're going to make it good. And when he tries to steal that word, we're going to trust that it's going to be rooted in their heart. They're going to be shielded in their armor, dear God. They're going to use their sword, which is the word, dear God. And they're going to go forth, dear God, in your will, dear God. And they're going to heed to the call, dear God. And Father God, we're going to see warriors raising up from every corner of every nation. We're praying for revival spirit, dear God, that people could be healed, delivered, set free to be used, dear God. Let there be a hunger that falls, dear God, all upon this earth, dear God. Let us stand against the wiles of the devil. Let us go before and face our giants like David did, Father God, like Daniel in the lion's den, Father God. Let us go forth like the Hebrew children, being steadfast and true and following and walking righteously, dear God, in your will, dear God. Father God, just let us be used for your glory, dear God. I know that that power is alive and flows from the throne, that Jesus sits at your right-hand side and intercedes for us. Death could not hold him. He is victorious, and through him we have the victory. Hallelujah. I just pray that you move in life tonight, dear God. Anyone that's bound in addictions, dear God, that you just come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak against those, and they be broken, that chains be bound and loose, dear God. Use those people to be counselors and teachers, to let them see how they can be set free through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We speak against diseases in the body and ask that you pour your blessing upon people from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. Move, Father God. Move tonight on your people, dear God. I know that you're able, Father God. I just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for your time tonight, and sorry for the interruptions that we had earlier. It's sometimes hard when you record out of your home. I'm working on trying to get a place where I can't have disruptions, and I have a little bit of sinus thing going on, so keep me lifted up in your prayers, that God will just tell my voice and keep me going forth. And we got some doors that are opening for us to get to go be part of tent revivals. Looking forward to that, and keep on praying for Reaching Out Radio. And tomorrow, it should be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to get a confirmation. Check the front part for upcoming shows. But one of my dear brothers in Christ, Prophet Franz, will be ministering again and sharing his word all the way from Africa. And on fire, man of God, God's doing great things over in their ministry. Just keep on listening. Monday night, we have new scheduled shows every week with Brian and Leah Fouts. Be encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts. On Tuesday night, we have God's Word in Action with Evangelist Edward Eberle. And then I share as God leads. And then every other Thursday, we have Gatekeepers International Radio broadcast. And then Brother Franz teaches as he is allotted. We've got authors lined up. We've got different ministers. Maybe you're listening and you want to be a guest on Reaching Out Radio and you want to share your book. Or maybe you're an artist and wants to share your music. Whatever your gift is, this is the platform for God's people to be used. It's not about my glory. This ministry is for everyone. There's no charge. Just please contact me, Evangelist Montel Fields. Message me here on Blog Talk. Get a hold of me on Facebook, again, Evangelist Montel Fields. Or even email me, singandpraises70@hotmail.com. We love people to use their talents for his glory. Just keep on keeping. Don't back down when God is backing you up. For if he can be for you, who can be against you? God bless you all. Keep us lifted in your prayers. And don't let the enemy steal your joy. Just stomp him down, because God gives us the power and authority. May you have a blessed weekend ahead. And just truly search your heart and test yourself to see if you are in faith. Examine yourselves daily. God bless you all, and thank you for your time. This is Evangelist Montel Fields signing off.